Thursday, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets, powered by FTN, presented by Game Plus Network. Chris Meany here with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to hang out here today. It's going to be a jam-packed show. We're going to touch on basically every single sport possible here today. We do have Javi Perlezzo checking in. He covers it all for us over at FTN Bets, FTN Daily, and FTNFantasy.com. He's a big hockey fan. He's a big esports guy. Of course, he loves the NFL. He's a PGA guy, NASCAR. He really does cover absolutely everything for us, NBA as well. So we're going to pick his brain, talk a little bit about the seven-game slate in the NHL, get a couple DFS plays from him. We always talk about him, I think, on this show. It's been a long time coming for him to come on. He's been on a couple times. Super busy guy all the way at the West Coast, so I know it's super early for him, but he's just been so great in the NHL DFS community for us over at FTNDaily.com. Several winning GPPs so far this season. So maybe just ask him a little bit of his strategy. His Florida Panthers are not in action tonight, so we have to think outside the box and think about a couple teams that we could target here tonight in the NHL. I have some NHL picks and some props for you as well. Of course, seven games on the ice, seven games on the hard court as well. Tino's going to drop by. We're going to talk about the NBA slate, give a couple picks. He's been red hot with his picks. He's giving more winning picks than losing picks. So we're keeping them around. Jokes aside. But there's a lot going on today in the sports world. It's the NBA trade deadline happening today as well. I just saw before we got on, the Raptors traded Goran Dragic to the Spurs. Looks like the Spurs are going to buy out Dragic. And there's some reports that maybe the Mavericks, the Bucks, the Clippers, I think there was another team in there, the Chicago Bulls, according to Woj, that those teams would be interested in signing Dragic. The Raptors give up a 2022 first round pick protected to get Dragic off the books. So a lot's going to happen today in the NBA. A lot has already happened. We'll see if James Harden is shipped. We'll see if Dame is shipped. I don't think he will. But we'll keep an eye on absolutely everything here throughout the show as well. And of course, we'll talk NFL with Javi. We'll talk about his favorite props. We'll also dive into, if you're playing some showdown stuff, the Super Bowl slate. We'll dive into that. We got some pricing for you as well. I'm seeing the line move. Caesars has it at 3.5 now over the Rams, 3.5 over at Caesars. Most books now 4. The 4.5 is still there over at BetMGM if you're feeling it. I do believe as we get closer here, and we are getting closer, just a couple days away from the Super Bowl happening, I think we're going to see it get close to 3. I think the total is going to get back up to around 49.5 or 50.5 where it opened up. So if you are feeling like there's going to be a lot of points in the Super Bowl, I think now is the time to slam the over if you want. We have a lot of promos to talk about too. Tino, do you have the NBA trade deadline show promo graphic? Here we go. I mean, the guys are going to get together here in a little bit over at our FTN YouTube page. This is going to be a free show for you guys to check out. 2 Eastern with Kweisenberg, DFS, Fast Eddie Fear, and Adam Pfeiffer as well. They're going to talk all the trades, and they're going to be giving away Top Shot moments for every player traded this week through the deadline. There were 12 on Tuesday. So if they have a moment, they're going to give it away live. So subscribe, check that out. I have retweeted it. If you're following along here on our FTN YouTube page, you know where to be for the NBA trade deadline show happening at 2 Eastern with Top Shot giveaways of traded players. Pretty cool. I'm going to tune in live for that one as well. We have the big super show happening tomorrow as well at 2:30 Eastern live at our FTN YouTube page. Myself and Jeff Ratcliffe are going to hang out with you guys through the entire show. We're going to bring in Jill Gallant to give some of his favorite touchdown props, Matthew Friedman to give his favorite sides and some props from the show. Jeff's going to have some props. I'm going to have some props, some same game parlay stuff as well that I need to give my guy, George Z. It is Labatt season, dude. He is absolutely putting in a ton of work for us over at FTN, like he always does, but I feel like he cannot wait until the Super Bowl is just started. And things will get a little bit easier as when we turn the page from the NFL. It'll just be baseball season, George. That's it. It'll just be baseball graphics nonstop. And we will turn the page on this show as well. We'll start to dive into the amazing MLB draft kit that we have led by Vlad Sedler. We're going to have him on the show. We're going to have a lot of other FTN greats that have done some good stuff in the MLB package. As you see here, you want a part of that MLB package or any package over at FTN, Well, now is the time to do it until Super Bowl kickoff. Use the promo code SUPER, 20% off any package that you want. Yes, it is DH season, Manfred said today. I didn't catch a lot of it. Tino's going to kind of fill us in. I don't think there was too much there to be said, but universal DH, which I think is a long time coming, right? The dinosaurs out there will say, no, you can't have a universal DH. You can't change the history of the league. And I say, stop it. You need to have a DH. It just seems like it's the only fair way. I like pitchers hitting. I mean, we just say, oh, Tony. I think we could still see some pitchers hit, right? I mean, maybe they come in and you switch around some lineups and they hit, but DeGrom's still hitting for the Mets without the rule, right? There are going to be some pitchers that hit, right? There's been some great ones. I mean, Thor kind of comes to mind. DeGrom comes to mind. Baumgartner has had massive hits. Greinke, I think, hit a bomb a couple years ago. Bartolo Colon, remember when he hit a bomb? Yeah, he's not a great hitter, but that was amazing when he did hit a bomb. I think he was a member of the Mets at that moment as well. I know he's been around. Lots to get to on this show. We've already gone about 6 minutes, and I wanted to talk about the three stars in the NHL and in the NBA. So let's quickly do this before we break and give some NHL picks. Tina, let's start with the NHL. If you have those three stars from last night, and here I was last night, I gave three stars to George, and then I changed them all up in the morning, just putting extra work on the guy. But Jason Robertson there, two power play goals. He had five shots on net. Didn't get the Roope Hintz shot prop. It's basically the only one we didn't get from yesterday. I think we hit on several from last night, but he ruined a couple parlays. But what I said on Dangle Betselli with Eric Young this morning is that I think you could take that entire line, Hintz, Robertson, and Joe Pavelski, just as singles, and most times you're going to get two of the three. I think it's one of the better lines going in the NHL. Last night, obviously, looking at the board, Robertson cleared his 2.5 shots, which we had in our free prize picks tracker over at FTNDaily.com, and then Joe Pavelski had three shots as well. Hintz scored the goal of the night, although Matthew Tkachuk probably deserves that between the legs, but Hintz had a really nice breakaway goal as well. That line was great, and they've been great all year long, and they really dominate play. Dallas is kind of a one-line team. It's going to be unsustainable for them if they find a way to get into the playoffs, but Robertson has 19 goals and 43 points in 36 games, 1.19 points per game. That's 14th in the NHL among players who have played at least 26 games, so not including Kucherov, who was number one in the NHL, and then Brian Rust, who is our guy, who's only played 25 games. But Robertson, 89 points in 90 games to start his NHL career. He's been fantastic. You see DeBrincat there. Shout out to my guy, Craig Quartermain, who was at the game last night in Edmonton and was recording the DeBrincat goal. I wish I could play it on this show. It was fantastic. It was about 30 seconds on the power play, and DeBrincat was just on the half boards all alone. He's like, watch, it's going to DeBrincat. It's going to DeBrincat. Just watch. And sure enough, it went to DeBrincat, and he one-timered that in, and he scored. And Dave Tippett is now looking for a job because he was fired this morning. Edmonton needed a change. Dom Ducharme, maybe the Habs brass was watching the show yesterday, had a little mini rant, needed Ducharme out. He's gone as well. St. Louis making his NHL coaching debut tonight for the Canadiens. But DeBrincat has been fantastic all year. What I will say is Dylan Strome, who's not on this board, had 2 points last night, 8 points in his last six games. He's available in Yahoo, ESPN, Fantrax, wherever it is that you play. And he's playing in a top six role with some pretty good players in Chicago on that first power play unit. He could actually get dealt, but I think if you need some help, he could be a guy that could help you out. Then Markstrom, I really wanted to just changed the board from, I think I had Dylan Larkin in there, who had a pretty good game as well, a goal and an assist last night, and cleared his 2.5 shot prop. But Jacob Markstrom, a league-high 8 shutouts now, 3 in his last 6 games. He is 22-1 to win the Vezina. I know we've talked a lot about Igor Shesterkin, who I believe is like plus 130 now to win the Vezina, but how about taking a little flyer on Markstrom at 22-1. Most books have him at 20-1. I guarantee it. This time next week, you're not going to be able to find that. A league high 8 shutouts, 2.13 goals against average, fourth best mark in the league, a 925 save percentage, fourth best mark in the league as well among qualified goalies. So 22-1 to win the Vezina. I think you jump on that right now. We'll save the NBA All-Stars. We'll have a bit of a basketball conversation with Tino. He was on the Cavs last night, who covered, and Garland returned to the lineup, and he's going to be one of those three stars. And some love to Pascal Siakam a little bit later on as well. He's looking like the Siakam of old after a down year last year. Okay, we're going to continue to talk a bit of hockey. We'll break. I got some shot props and some picks for you. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back into Mean Streets here on Game Plus Network. Appreciate you guys hanging out here live on our FTN YouTube page. I always kind of address the comments if I see them. If you have any questions, certainly address them on the show, or I'll circle back before a puck drop tonight, tip off in the NBA, to address some of those questions, especially if you had any season-long stuff. I see the comment from Andrew Ford, 25% of the cap on two players in Edmonton, but yeah, blame the coach. I get that side of it as well. I mean, Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl will have to take a lot of heat. I've had conversations on this show before as well when, you know, these players get their contracts. It kind like listen to look at the Blackhawks, for example. When Kane and Taves got their they have zero playoff wins. Like zero. They haven't won a playoff series since those guys got paid. Look at the Leafs, right? The Leafs have three players making double digit, like 10 plus million. Matthews, Tavares, Marner. Marner's on a heater. I mean, I'm not gonna be one of those guys that I'm not here to debate whether Marner's contract is great or not. I think the one that will kill the Leafs down the road is the Tavares one, but Marner's playing lights out. He's been awesome. He hasn't shown up in the playoffs. It's not all on him. But you could look across the league at other teams. I mean, the Penguins have had success, but Sidney Crosby's not making double-digit bucks. Like, he's underpaid. Carey Price is the first player to win a playoff series making 10-plus million. Carey Price, a goalie, right? And the backbone of that team in Montreal. So I get it. You could kind of blame what's happening in Edmonton with those top two players. But if you've watched the Oilers over the past couple months, I thought that Tippett has lost the room. They're not buying in. That you could see the frustration from, you know, the leaders there in the press conferences. Ultimately, it's the issue in Edmonton is the goaltending. They don't have a goalie, and they haven't had one for years. Dwayne Roloson? I don't know. They probably had a better one since then when they went to the Cup in 06, but who is it? Mike Smith played back-to-back nights. You watch him last night, he had to take his glove and push it on the ice to pull himself up after a rebound. I mean, he's a little older, and he just can't hack it anymore. They were in on Markstrom, and they didn't ante up. I don't know why. Maybe Markstrom decided to just go with Calgary, but they were apparently in on him. They need to get a goalie. Marc-Andre Fleury went in there last night and stole the show. They could really use a guy like Fleury. There's a lot going on in Edmonton. They're a bloody mess. Tippett lost the room. This firing needed to happen a long time ago. I don't think it's all on him, but certainly it needed to happen, just like it needed to happen in Montreal. And I am actually stoked that Ducharme is out. No, like, nothing against him. He's had a great resume. World Junior Gold, Halifax, Mooseheads, he won Memorial Cup with them. He took the Habs to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. It wasn't all him, but, you know, sometimes you just need to have a change. And for Montreal, it's not going to change their draft pick. They're going to get a top pick anyways. Like I said yesterday, you just needed to kind of change the mojo up. And it's just piss poor development for the young kids. You can't have Caulfield playing on the fourth line, getting second power play duty, and having like a guy like Paquette playing more than him. You just need to, the development needs to be there for the kids, and you need to change it because they were just developing a lot of bad habits. I think you'll start to see some changes, but they're not going to be legitimate Stanley Cup contenders, in my opinion, until they get a goalie. And they didn't need to sign Koskinen to that contract a couple years ago. So part of it is management as well. A bit of a sidebar rant here. Let's get into the shot props. There's a lot that I like here. Dangle Betselli is live over at ftnbets.com. Free to listen to wherever it is that you listen to your podcast. And honestly, I got a good 10 to 12 shot props that I really, really like here. And I just want you guys to head on over to ftnbets.com to see some of those. Again, we had some success yesterday. Sides have been pretty bad lately. We did get Dallas and New York last night, the Islanders. We didn't get the under. We got burned by the under last night in Seattle and Arizona. We didn't get the over at Edmonton and Chicago. And of course, I was on the Golden Knights, which was a mistake. And I kind of knew that, but I'm always going to take them plus money. But here we go with the shot props. I wanted to lead here with shot props because I think this is the edge in terms of NHL betting, if you can, if your books do allow it. We're up 50 units on shot props just alone. So Nikita Kucherov is expected to return to the lineup here tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning. A bit of a tough spot against the Colorado Avalanche. No Nathan MacKinnon, but Kucherov has at least 4 shots in 7 straight games. We're getting minus 149 at Caesars. I do believe we have a Caesars board. We can bring that up after this, Tino, if you want. But Kucherov at least 4 shots in 7 straight games. He's played 11 games this season, and he's cleared in 9 of those 11 games. In fact, he has cleared in 8 straight games. He just has 4 shots in 7 straight games. So minus 149, over 2.5 shots at Caesars. Over at Caesars as well, you can find Tyler Toffoli over 2.5 shots at minus 135. He's cleared in 7 of his last 8 games since returning to the lineup. He's been really, really good to us. PrizePicks has him at 3, and I like that as well. You can get the push at 3. I think he could get to 4. put over 2.5 shots for Tyler Toffoli. And then Alex Tuch, there's a lot I actually like in that Buffalo and Columbus game. Patrick Laine has 3 straight games, at least 2 goals. He is in play at a reasonable price as well. There's another one that I'm giving you guys, Patrick Laine. But I like Tuch a little bit more, minus 145 over at DraftKings. The price is a little bit steeper, but he has at least 4 shots in 4 straight games and 20 over that span. He has at least 3 shots in 6 of his last 8 contests and a great spot against the Columbus Blue Jackets, who rank inside the top 5 in shot attempts and shots allowed at 5-5 per 60 over the last 6 weeks of the season. That from Natural Stat Trick. And you guys know I had to have a capital here on the board against those leaky Canadians, who I do think will turn it around and play more competitive hockey. Like, I want to see some guys try, right? Like, have some pride. That's part of the coaching change for me anyways. But the truth is, this team just gives up a lot of rubber. I mean, they've allowed 33 goals in their last 5 games. They've allowed at least 5 goals in 19 games this season. 67% of their losses have been by at least 2 goals, and 55% of their games this season, they've lost by at least 2 goals. So Washington puck line is in play, but Kuznetsov has been shooting. We're not going to see Alex Ovechkin in the game tonight. COVID protocol, he's not allowed to play in Canada. Not going to get into that, but for Kuznetsov at minus 130 over at DraftKings, he's cleared in 3 straight games and 4 of his past 5 games. He has 13 shots in his last 3 games as well. So he has been shooting the puck, and he probably shoots a little bit more, especially on the power play, right? Because you know that everything runs through Ovechkin on the power play, so we could see a little bit more from Kuznetsov. But guys, there's a lot more that I like over at ftnbets.com, but I wanted to give you my favorite 4, and there you go right there, Leon. I love this. Use code FTNBETSCZR, C-Z-R, for those listening on iTunes or Spotify, and you can get up to a $1,500 deposit match. That is pretty significant. And for shot props, following shot props over the past couple of years, I feel like the best odds are at Caesars. Some pretty good stuff over there. Got some NHL picks. Let's do some picks before we bring in Javi as well. This is what I'm thinking here tonight. Carolina, I bet this last night at plus 106 over at FanDuel. This is going to get up to around minus 150 or so. The Boston Bruins are going to be without Brad Marchand, who was suspended for 6 games for that nonsense the other night. Tristan Jarry, suspended for the rest of the year. I'm just kidding. Kind of. And no Patrice Bergeron in there as well. So I like Carolina. Again, one of the perks of having the FTN betting package, you get notified right away. Jump in the Discord. Guys like Carolina, plus money, do it now. It's going to get up to minus 150, closer to puck drop. No, those two superstars not going to be in the lineup for the Boston Bruins, who are kind of struggling lately. But for Carolina, a couple tough losses. We were on them against the Leafs. They blew that one. And we were on them against the Senators, and we didn't get that one either. And as you see, I'm picking on the Sens again. Proceed with caution. I know the Sens have burned me all year. I still think that they're a bottom 5 team, they hang around. They're competitive even without Josh Norris and Drake Batherson. They're getting good goaltending from Matt Murray, but this Penguins team has been playing really good hockey for about 2 months now, and I'm taking them to win in 60 at minus 130. Again, I will give a shout out to FTN Alerts on the Twitter machine, because you do get notified when I make that bet right away, so that you would have been able to get Carolina at plus money last night. St. Louis to win in 60 against the New Jersey Devils. I get it, Andy. I understand it. I was waiting for the comment. I am staying away from the Senators now. I understand this. I totally get it. It is not for anybody. It's not for everybody. And for people who have just been betting with me against the Sens, we've been burned. We have been burned a couple times, but I'm just kind of sticking through the process here. I have no problem going back to things that have worked out in the past. And that is kind of picking on the Sens, but more so having faith in the Pittsburgh Penguins and her guy Brian Rust with that great stash there. So St. Louis in 60, I believe it would be Husso in net. I think that Jordan Binnington has lost his net for the most part. Husso's been really, really good. When I was rattling off Jacob Markstrom's numbers, Husso is one of those guys who had better numbers than Markstrom in terms of save percentage and goals against average. But keep in mind, he's only played, you know, half the games, not even, I don't think, compared to Markstrom. But the Blues against the Devils to win in 60, minus 145. You can get that at DraftKings. I think most books have it at minus 160. Man, Kyle Spencer, you're killing me. Bennington is confirmed. I don't like that. I still like the Blues, though, guys. I still like the Blues. To take them on the money line just to win the game, overtime or shootout, is just too juiced. You want to put it into a parlay, that's fine. The Blues are healthy. They got 3 lines that can score. Still looks like no Jack Hughes and no Dougie Hamilton for the New Jersey Devils. So you're kind of killing me there with that Bennington, because I just don't think he's all that good of a goalie. But I'm still riding with it, guys. I'm still riding with it. The over in Washington and Montreal, and then the over Toronto and Calgary. So there's been at least six goals scored in 19 of Toronto's last 21 games, and the over has hit in 16 of those games. I know Calgary, you know, with Markstrom giving some numbers for him, I don't know if they actually go back to him on the back-to-back night, but the Flames are scoring, they're scoring goals. They really are scoring goals. It's a different Flames team than in years past. They're finding a way to have the back of the net, to find the back of the net, and the Leafs are scoring goals. Like, Marner is red hot. He's got goals in 8 straight games, 10 over that span. Matthews seems to find the back of the net here and there, and they're not really getting the goaltending right now in Toronto. I kind of feel like the Leafs will win that game at around -130, but I like the offense there. And of course, in Montreal, I just said earlier about all the goals that they've allowed, 33 in their last 5 games. I'm taking the over 6 there as well. We'll break and we'll bring in Javi Perlezzo. We'll talk a little bit more NHL, maybe a little bit of esports, but really dive into those who want to play NFL DFS on Super Bowl Sunday. Keep her locked. Welcome back to Mean Streets here on Game Plus Network. Chris Meany, as we bring in the GOAT, Javi Perlezzo, J Perlezzo DFS on the Twitter machine. I said off the top, Javi, I mean, we want to have a multi-sport show like Mean Streets. I mean, you're the great guest. You're a great guest for that. I mean, you basically, is there a sport you don't cover, honestly? Tennis? Like, just be honest. Are you a big tennis guy?
I mean, I just watch tennis, but no, I'm not a big tennis guy. I don't do underwater basket weaving, too, in case you're curious. Okay. I don't do that either.
Okay. Were you up early in the morning watching Olympic hockey, Team USA, getting it done? No, that's too early for the West Coast. Yeah, that was early over here on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's too early. All I'm looking forward to is USA versus Canada, Meany. I'm sorry. I got to look forward to that, you know.
Yeah, hopefully we get that on both. I think we'll get it on the women's side for sure. Yeah. I think potentially on the men's side. But Team Canada and Team USA, both victories today pretty easily in the Olympics. So I said off the top, yes, NHL, you've had so much success in NHL DFS, not just this year, but in years prior. We want to talk some NFL DFS with you. You cover PGA, you cover NASCAR, you cover esports as well. So as we said off the top of the show, as of right now, use the promo code SUPER until the Super Bowl kicks off. You get 20% off any package that you want. Of course, we have the FTN Daily Gold Package, which a lot of sports is included in there. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of sell esports as well. But since we just talked NHL in the last block, maybe let's just lead there and kind of just get your... Do you have like a strategy that you have when it comes to NHL DFS? Are you going to... We talk about this with Russ Prentice, of course, in the Discord. We always have a strategy convo every single slate. Are you going like 2 versus 2 versus 2, taking 2/3 of a line? Are you one of those guys that like to take all 3 of the line, stack power plays? Like, talk us through your strategy.
Yeah, I try to take all 3 in the line, and then I try to correlate that with the power play. Like, if all 3 are in the line and they're all in the power play, that's always a heavy target for me. You know, I always look at the totals. I see which are the ones that are there, and then I target teams like Columbus, Buffalo, you know, target those teams there. And if you want to get different, just you can use the second line. Yeah, it won't correlate with the power play, but it might correlate with the second power play. So I do full three-man stacks. Like, that's what I focus on, and that's what's made me successful. I think my 2 big takedowns this year were off full stacks like that. I'm just basically playing that they're going to score 6 goals, and then 4 of them are going to be from this line. So that's what I focus on, Meany, and I continue to do it. I get the whole 2-2-2. I think that's more for like smaller tournaments, but even in smaller tournaments, you still want to do the full 3-man stacks, in my opinion.
I think if you're a cash game player playing some head-to-heads, I think the 2-2-2 kind of makes some sense, so you can touch kind of a lot of different bases and get parts of different lines, especially on larger slates. Is this thinking outside the box too much? Say, like, if Kane and DeBrincat are not playing together at 5-5, but they're on that power play, right? When the Hawks get a power play, to have Kane and DeBrincat together, I feel like maybe that's a bad example, but I feel like that's a different, like a contrarian approach to take maybe, even if somebody's on line 1 and somebody's on line 2, but you know that they're on that first power play, would you consider that and just kind of stacking that power play and hoping that, you know, the offense will come from the man advantage?
I would, but the thing about it is, though, is you lose that correlation of being on the same line, you know? Right. Most of the time when you're on the power play, I mean, if you're a good team, you're going to get shots on goal, maybe a goal once in a while. Chicago not being great this year, though, meaning. Yeah. I don't hate that approach. Like, I'm a big fan of playing, like, the top power play line, and you'd be different. Something else you can do is just play the line and then play, like, the defender on that power play line, too. That's something that's key and has worked for me quite a bit.
All right, so I'm going to take care of the NHL DFS article, but let's get some tips from you. Is you've looked at the slate a little bit. It's super early for you on the West Coast. There's a lot that still needs to happen. We don't have all the goalies confirmed just yet, but is there some stacks, some teams that you're taking a look at? You mentioned picking on Buffalo and Columbus. It just so happens that they're playing each other tonight. I think that could actually be a little bit of a sneaky game. Myself over at Dangle Bet Selly, Eric Young and I talked about Patrick Laine, who I think is like 4 or 5 on DraftKings. He's got 2 goals in 3 straight games. So I don't know. He's kind of on my radar, but what are you thinking here? You're the GOAT that takes down a tournament every other day. So what are you thinking?
Stop that, Meany. I love Columbus tonight. I think they're good. You know, something that you and Russ talk about in our FTN Daily Discord is playing the second line for an away team, like the road team. For today, though, I think I lean here more the top line with Laine, though. I listened to you and Mr. Young there. You guys were talking him up. First goal prop, anytime score prop for Laine. I love that, and I love the odds on that, too. So playing Jenner, Nyquist, Laine, that was actually the first lineup that I made. I always do a placeholder lineup, and I usually, you know, that placeholder lineup, I don't change too much unless, you know, a goalie's not starting. It's like my gut feel, I guess, the night before. So I play that. And this line was in there. So to hear you talk about it, that's nice. Who I'm leading. I like the Pitt line, too. I know you guys were talking about them quite a bit. I think you guys were talking about Getzel. Getzel's phenomenal play. I also love his anytime score prop as well. But Crosby, Getzel, Russ, targeting those guys. Another road team, but we're choosing the top line. I know it's not the thing to do. But, again, that's, you know, we see the stats here. The second line on for a road team is usually the path to go, but these top lines for those two teams are what I like, and that Columbus line is a huge value stack, so I like them. And I know you talked about Washington too, so can't forget about Washington against your lowly Canadians. I'm sorry, Meany. I know it's been a rough year.
Dude, it has been a rough year. I mean, I saw it coming. We chatted before the season started. We were taking a look at some futures under 90 points. Seemed like an absolute lock, but I didn't think it would be this bad. And it shouldn't be this bad. I think that's why we're seeing the coaching change in there. Yeah, Laine is his shot prop 2.5 is like even money, which I think is a pretty good one as well. Yeah. I mean, he goes through these moments where it's like, where's Laine? And then it's like, oh, a reminder of why when he's on, he's one of the best goal scorers in the NHL. I was looking at the Blues. Do you have any love for the Blues? Like, I know the Devils are a team that you pick on too, but they're a tough team to kind of figure out which line you want to roll with because they have 3 lines that can score. I think I like the Kyrou Tarasenko line, maybe leave Thomas off of that line because he's a bit of a pass first guy. I don't really like to take guys that don't shoot the puck. Do you have a feel for St. Louis at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably like the fourth favorite team. Them and Buffalo are the ones I can't really get a good feel on. But if I'm doing more lineups, these guys, you have to consider them. I mean, I hate playing the Blues, Meany. I hate playing the Blues. They're the most frustrating team to roster in DFS. But I agree with you. I think the Kyrou line and Tarasenko is who you want to target. I think Buknevich and Shen, those are fine as well. I don't like to play O'Reilly, so you can leave him out too.
I think
if you're going to do a 2-2-2 stack that we were talking about before, I think targeting the Blues is the way to go here.
Okay. Let's break from hockey. We'll do NFL after the break, but I want you to give some love to esports. Let's pump it, right? Let's pump the brand here. Esports. You're the lead guy in esports and not just having success in the NHL. I'm pretty sure I've seen 3 or 4 screenshots from you over the past week and a half when it comes to esports. Tell us about the package and some of the things that you do over at FTN.
Yeah. So if you sign up with FTN Gold, you're going to get not only NHL, but you get the esports too, which is my baby. It's pretty much daily articles. It's the daily grind. And what you have to do is just go to sleep. You wake up and you see if you're in green at night. So you don't have to sweat it too much, but you know, that's the beauty of it. I don't know if it's beauty or I don't know if it's stress, but you know, again, I'm in there daily. If you sign up with FTN Gold, you get this. You can use the promo code that's on the screen, or you can use promo code Javi. Either one gets you a discount there. But we also did have some subs hit for, I think, 3, 4, 5 grand as well. So that tweet's coming up soon. You guys can join today. Nice. You can see how we do it. It's esports season. Every night is esports season, it feels like. But NASCAR's coming soon too. We have a Millie contest with Daytona coming up there too. You get that with FTN Gold. You know, there's a ton of sports in there. Sign up today. What are you waiting for? You get me to go here too, you know?
I forgot that you also cover NASCAR too. Yeah, it's great. And Prize Picks as well, right? That's bumping. Mm-hmm. We're doing some great stuff for Prize Picks. We have that free Discord channel in there that you can join, and then free picks to check out. And I'm seeing people have success as well from just some Prize Picks plays when it comes to esports. So, all right, we'll break. And the people are here for some NFL talk. So we got a break and we'll talk NFL. Keep your lock. We'll be back here in a minute. Watching Mean Streets here on Game Plus Network. Chris Meaney, Javi Perlezzo, Jay Perlezzo DFS on the Twitter machine. Easy for me to say. Tommy Lee, Johnny Hockey, find the back of the net. Yes, I think he does. I think we'll see some goals in that Calgary-Toronto game. Eric Young and I had that as a goal scorer. I do believe we both had that one over at Dangle Betselli. Let's talk about the Super Bowl game. Before we get into some DFS and some props, just let's talk about the game as a whole. You know, just like to get fresh takes from other people as opposed to my boring old takes every single day here. So the line has kind of changed a little bit, but you can still get 4.5. 4.5 over at BetMGM. I'm seeing 3.5 over at Caesars. Just taking a look at our free parlay calculator off to the side here. So we have seen a little bit of line movement. Most spots do have 4 for the Rams. Tino, you can chuck up that board if you do have it. I think it's still okay, even though it says 4.5 for BetMGM. But for Caesars here at 3.5, and then the total has kind of stayed put now over the past couple days at 48.5. Do you have a lean of which side you're feeling? It could just be straight up which team you think is going to win the Super Bowl, but you can talk with the spread and total if you like.
Yeah, you know, I would take the Rams up to 5. And I know that, you know, we're seeing 4.5. You know, on DraftKings, we see the Rams at -4. I do think the Rams win this game. You know, it's a home game. So it's for me, it's tough not to factor that in. I understand people are like, it's the Super Bowl, it's expensive. Now, it's still a home game. It's in LA. You're going to get a ton of love there. So, I mean, I love the Rams to win, you know, outright, but I would take that up to 5. I really do. And I'm really rooting for it too, because I'm a big Stafford fan for everything he's done, everything that he is as well. And he doesn't have much time left. So I feel like Joey B will be back here eventually. So internally, I do think that, you know, the Rams do win, but I'm also cheering for him as well. So that's my feel here. And I'd love a ton of props here. Oh my goodness. Meaning I have too much money.
Give us some. Let's go. Yeah. Give us some props. What do you got?
Like my favorite one, Meanie, is a hedge one. You and I were talking about this yesterday. So I love putting like 2 to 3 units on the first touchdown score. Their jersey number is under 23.5. It is a funky bet, but the odds are -140. It's basically the whole team except Joe Mixon and T. Higgins. Yeah. So what you do here is you put 2-3 units on that -140 for that bet, and then do a first touchdown score prop for Joe Mixon and T. Higgins. You hedge it a little bit. You know me, I'm a hedge life kind of guy. So I like hedging that. Do like a half a unit on Mixon, half a unit on Higgins. You're going to make money. I hate to guarantee anything, but this hedge right here is pretty much a guarantee to make some money. So I mean, that's my favorite bet here. You know, I'll bet on the Gatorade color. What the heck, right? The coin toss. I like those too.
Do you have a lean to the Gatorade color? We did this on Jake's show, All in Football, which, you know, last night it was on Game Plus Network. I don't know if you guys caught that, but Jeff and I were having some fun with it. I didn't know where to go. I picked yellow because I just thought the Rams would win, and I just maybe we'll see some yellow.
Yeah, Gatorade no, color. I'm on yellow and green. That's me. +350 okay. On DK. So I like that nice one. And then tails never fails, right? I'm picking tails on the coin. Again,
am I the only heads guy on this show? I've heard that 5 times now. Tails never fails. It's Tino's like slogan as well. I don't know, man.
Okay. I'm pretty sure the overtime games for the Chiefs, tails lost too. But this is the Super Bowl. It's going to be tails, right? That's right. What it is.
Okay.
But yeah,
I love that jersey one. Love that jersey one. It's cool. Jennifer Piacenti came in here and talked about it too, and I kind of glossed over it, but man, all the great players that are under that number, right? I mean, you got Cooper Kupp, who's probably going to be, honestly, let's be real here. He's probably going to be the one that finds the end zone, right?
Yeah. And I told Quan and Kyle this, you know, friends don't let friends bet Kupp unders, right? I don't, it's 106.5, right? On DraftKings. I'm sure you can get better odds anywhere. Over 106.5 at -115. How do you not take that? I'm not sure about the completions for Cup, but the yardage, I'm almost certain he's going to get there too. So I love that Cup over right there as well.
The most 100-yard games ever in a season for yeah. Cooper Kupp. It just seems like it's automatic for that guy. Yeah. I'm with you. It's tough. I think he probably does get 9 catches, but it is tough. I'd rather take the yards for him. Ooh. His longest reception is 27.5, which I think is something he's cleared in like 12 games this season as well, yeah. right? So, I mean, he's been an absolute beast. Quickly, before we get you out of here, for those who do want to play the showdown slate, the DraftKings, we do have some pricing here for you. This is not captain pricing, but just wanted to kind of get your core and what you feel like maybe you will do. So, of course, Kupp is up at the top at 11.6. He's the most expensive captain as well. Stafford's in there at 10.8. Burrow, 10.6. Jamar Chase at 10.4. Got Mixon at 9.6. OBJ at 8.4, who I just really love in this game. T. Higgins, 7.6. I also think could be in for a pretty good game. Cam Akers, 6'4". There's some rumblings that Daryl Henderson is going to be involved. Maybe Sony Michel gets some touches. Tyler Boyd, Van Jefferson. So obviously there's some guys that are not on this list, but I wanted to give you the top 10 from a skilled position. If you were to give a core of like 2 or 3, what would you do? Are you spending up at Kupp and trying to just maybe punt some other plays?
Yeah, I think I stick to Kupp at a flex spot just because captain, he's going to eat up so much salary. So he's a guy that I'm going to try to get in like 80% of my lineups. It's Cooper Kupp. But you mentioned Odell Beckham and T. Higgins. Those are two other guys that I really, really love here. I'm not really on the running backs as much. I think you can run on the Rams, but it's not my favorite thing. I worry about Chase and Ramsey and the whole debacle going on there. But I do like Higgins. I do like Beckham. I do like Kupp. I mean, I love the wide receivers, as you can see, but don't forget the kickers. The kickers are important. I'm going to have a ton of 2 kicker lineups just because I think it's low scoring. I like the under for this game. I love also betting the props on like multiple field goals by each player, by Gay and McPherson. Ice cold Eddie McPherson there. So I do. Yeah, man. Rookie too. Who would have thought, huh?
We talked about his 150-1 for a Super Bowl MVP. We laughed at it. We were like, why wouldn't you put a couple bucks on that? And all of a sudden, the next day, he was like 60-1 to win MVP. I think Freeman talked about it on his show. There are certain spots where you can get 130-1 still for McPherson, who has been, like you said, unbelievable. I like that. I like both field goal props, right? It's about -130, -115 for both of them to hit 2 field goals. And I think, you know, with these coaches, they play a little conservative as well. I think we could see that. Javi, we got to get out of here, dude. I'm glad we've been able to link up a little bit. I just wanted to give you some love. You're doing some great stuff. And if anybody is on the fence about joining us, reach out to Javi. He can help you out. We got Discord channels for all the sports that he and I cover to kind of help you as well. So like he said, FTN Daily, the gold package, I think is the way to go. You get some NASCAR stuff in there. You get some esports and NHL as well. If you're looking for just one of the 2 sports, hit us up. Maybe there's something we can do to help you guys out as well. But again, that package, 20% off using promo code SUPER. Enjoy the football, dude, and the hockey tonight. Good luck, and we will chat soon. Tino's in here next. We're going to talk some basketball. Oh, look, Panthers, Cole Caulfield. Cole Caulfield, one of them, scoring a second tonight. We'll be back here after the break. All right, welcome back in as we bring in Tino Rodriguez _ Chris Meany still hanging out with you. I agree, McCormick. Fade the public narrative and bet heads. It's all about heads. Tomorrow on this show, we'll have some fun special props. We're really going to dive into maybe some cross-sport props, talk about Gatorade, maybe like some Anthem props, and, you know, the halftime show. We got to dive into that a little bit as well. Anything crazy happened here in the association since we jumped on? No more trades to really talk about?
No, Marvin Bagley's on the move, so there's that. A few 3-4 team deals, a lot to kind of unpack with it. I think it's just going to be pandemonium in the closing hours there, so definitely check out the NBA trade deadline show because I have no idea at this point what's going to happen. You're talking about Kristaps. I didn't even know Kristaps had rumblings out there, and that would be a pretty big name.
Apparently, yeah. The Raptors are interested, and as a Mavs guy, I'm interested in him just leaving. I don't know. Kristaps has shown, man, when he's healthy and he's on, man, he still does have it, but he hasn't really given the Mavericks too much. There's been some health concerns. Apparently, there is like some bad blood between him and Luka in the playoffs as well. Luka was hanging on to the ball too much. Oh, my goodness. Kristaps, like, settle down, dude. Do you want to get into some NBA picks, early leans? Things are going to change here, like we've talked about all week. It's really tough to kind of handicap the NBA at this moment of the day.
Right. So, I mean, the one pick I think I could lock in now and feel pretty good about, especially because of where the number is and just how the team is. They do have some injury concerns. I don't know if McCollum will make his debut or not. That would obviously factor in. But I like the Miami Heat to cover the number under five here. It's at 4.5 that I could see. They've been rolling winners of three in a row. The Pelicans have been playing better winners of four in a row. But two of those have been against Houston and one time was against Detroit. So I'm not buying much into that. Solid wins. They did what they had to do. But I like betting the Heat. They've been incredible against the spread. And I just don't see them moving many people. And the Pelicans are also a team I know what I'm going to get out of them, right? I think they made their big splash already. So I feel good about taking the Heat while covering the number. I also want to, you know, talk up that we are 11-6 over our last 17 bets since last Thursday. We
Nice.
obviously bet before that, but I do not remember what we picked before that. So I'm going off what I remember. And to what you said, we're winning more than we lose. And that's
That's
all that
right.
matters. We're taking, you know, picks against the spread and we're rolling with it. We're looking for plus money too when we can, at least on the money line. We were pretty good with that last night. The Warriors kind of burnt us, but we were able to capitalize on a near even money line with the Bulls. So that was good. I also kind of like the Suns today. For some reason, an inkling of me wants to bet the Bucks, but I don't know. The Bucks have been running hot, and I feel like they've been kind of up and down on the road. The Suns are coming back home after a long four-game road trip. They handled, I mean, obviously these teams played each other in the finals. The Bucks won the last game in Phoenix, which is the one that matters. But the first two, Phoenix was able to handle pretty well. That'll be a prime time game. I want to take the Suns. I like the Suns, but I don't blame you if you want to take plus three in favor of the Bucks here, because I could see it coming down to the wire. I'm also going to take the Nets money line. I don't care what anyone says. Kyrie's playing today. Maybe James Harden moves. Yellow. I mean, maybe they're going to lose for the remainder of the season. Maybe. I don't know. But they've lost so many times. It's like they're going to have to win eventually, right, Meaty? Got to win
Yeah.
eventually. And if I can get the Nets plus money, I might as well jump on them now. So those are the three. The Nets will be in some action. The Bucks just made a trade. They're going to add Ibaka. But those are the two matchups, really, the Heat Pelicans and the Bucks Suns that I'm kind of for sure on. Everything else, you know, we'd have to wait and see.
Yeah, you get plus 130 for the Nets there, which is pretty, I'm not gonna lie, that's pretty appealing.
Kyrie's
Even the
playing. They
spread,
beat the Wizards the
that's
last few
free.
times they played them. So it'll be close. It'll be down to the wire, but another prime time game. So I think Kyrie shows up for sure.
It does look like CJ McCollum will play here tonight. Nothing confirmed, but I was just taking a look on Twitter. It does sound like he will suit up, and Am the Artist also saying that it does look like he is going to play as well. You got the three stars. You want to chuck that out?
Sure.
George did some good work. We'll give you some love as well. I mean, you were on the Cavs last night. We talked about Garland potentially returning, 27 points, five boards, six assists. How about DeMar DeRozan, right? Oh, should we just keep
Unreal.
Him on the three? We just keep him there all year. I mean, 36 points, five boards, four assists here for DeMar DeRozan. And Pascal Siakam in there, 27, 16 boards, five assists for Siakam. He's got double-digit boards in five of his last seven. He does look like the Siakam of old, right? Last year was a little bit of a down year for him, but nice to see him bounce back. And then DeMar DeRozan, 31 plus points in four straight games and at least 28 points in eight of his last nine.
I mean,
having a career
he's still,
season with the
you
Bulls.
know, it's funny. I know how everything's fluctuating with the NBA. Like, I get it, but DeMar DeRozan still being at near 50 to 1 in most spots to win MVP is wild. I think it's honestly criminal. Kind of like bias, like, right? I get it. Like, the big names, Embiid, Jokic, I get the star power behind it, but to dismiss what DeMar DeRozan's been doing, I think the Bulls would have to finish as the one seed to really get the credit, maybe convincingly. But he's been holding it down. Everyone's been hurt on the team. And it's like no one's talking about it. And we keep taking the Bulls and taking his player props. And, I mean, 50 to 1 is just too aggressive for me. That I just think that's a miss line. I think that's great value there with his chance to win MVP.
I agree. You see the bounce back comment, the comeback player. I guess maybe he's having a career season though. 27.4 points is a career high for him. I mean, he had 27.3 with the Raptors in 2016. We kind of rattled off some of those numbers earlier in the week when he just continues to go off. He's been unbelievable. We do got a break.
I saw a comment. I'll just address this. Voos said earlier this season, screw comeback player of the year. It's MVP talk. And I think that's the mindset you got to have.
Right.
I get that. Like, I get the comeback player of the year, but I feel like that's a gimme. I feel like that's a gimme. Like, if we're going to talk Randall last year when he comeback player of the year and bring him into an MVP conversation, bring DeMar into the MVP conversation.
Yeah, for sure. George, I bet he's loving not being in LA. The Lakers are indeed a dumpster fire. My goodness. I saw a report last night just of Russell Westbrook for John Wall swap, and I just laughed at that. And they are a bloody mess. We got one more break. I got some goals here for you, some goal props. Keep her locked. Welcome back one final time here. Seven games in the NHL. Gave you guys some shot props. Didn't really give any goal props. I like the call from Scott Brown checking in with Lightning with Vasilevsky in goal. I do like the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight with Nikita Kucherov coming back as well. Plus money. I know it's a tough spot, Colorado. They've won a lot of games at home, basically every game they've played at home so far this season. But I do like Tampa Bay, especially with no Nate MacKinnon coming back. I think we could see some offense in that game as well. A couple goal props here on the way out. Jake Guentzel to score. Patrick Laine, you get Patrick Laine at plus 180 to score. Like I said earlier in the show, three straight games, at least two goals. He's in a bit of a groove right now. A good spot against the Buffalo Sabres. Dustin Tokarski in net between the pipes for the Sabres. He not very good. Jordan Kyrou for the St. Louis Blues. You can get that at plus 220 for him to score. He's actually plus 100 as well to have three shots. He's cooled down a little bit lately, but I think that's pretty good value for him to have three shots and also for him to find the back of the net against the New Jersey Devils, who've allowed the third most goals at 5-5 per 60 over the last 6 weeks of the season, according to Natural Stat Trick. Johnny Hockey. It's hard to avoid Mitch Marner as well, but Johnny Hockey and Marner, I think both of those guys find the back of the net. And of course, you know, with Washington on the slate against Montreal Canadiens, you know that somebody in Washington is going to score a goal. I'm going to go with Evgeny Kuznetsov to find the back of the net for the Capitals. Thanks for taking the time, guys, to hang out. We'll have one more show on Mean Streets before the Super Bowl kicks off tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of NFL and a little bit of NBA as well. We're just going to recap things that happened in the NBA trade deadline. And again, check out the show with the guys. They're going to be live here at 2 Eastern, and they're going to be giving away all kinds of greatness. Have a good one, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.